Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the stinking truth.
Look, you know, let's start with the Sunday night game, the Chiefs. I think we're all curious to see on national television what would be the Chiefs' response to starting 0-2. Would they be able to quiet all the critics and doomsayers out there that say the dynasty is over, the run is over, they're not special anymore? Did you see enough out of the Chiefs to make you think, yeah, they're going to end up being okay?
Okay. Yeah. There's a difference between the Chiefs being okay and the Chiefs being the Chiefs. And did I see enough to say, hey, I think the Chiefs are going to be okay? They'll be okay. What does that mean? 8-9, 9-8, maybe 10 games. Yes. Maybe somewhere in that realm. But do I think they're going 15-2? Do I think they're going 12-whatever? No, I don't think so. I couldn't do the math there, Mike. Five. I guess it would be 12-5.
12-5.
Yeah, I mean, that's a difficult one. Like, you know, once they went to odd number of games, it's really been tough for me. But no, I just don't think, dynamically speaking, I don't think offensive line has played as well as they need to play. A new left side of that offensive line. I've never been a fan of their right tackle and all the, you know, penalties, the procedure penalties, the lining up too far in the backfield penalties, illegal formation. And plus, I think he's just a guy. And so you can overcome having just a guy if you have Travis Kelce playing at an incredibly high level, if you have, you know, Tyreek Hill and other guys playing at incredibly high levels. They just don't have that. Rashee Rice is still going to be out another three games. I don't know when Worthy's going to come back. I saw the, you know, the tete-a-tete on the sideline between head coach Andy Reid and between Travis Kelce. And frankly, Mahomes, I mean, how many plays in a row are you going to throw it behind your back? Or, I mean, behind, like, you know, a backward pass. Like, I don't think Mahomes has played exceptionally well either. Most of that probably due to the personnel and the issues they have around him, Mike. So do I think they'll be better? Yeah, I think they'll be better. Do I think they're going to be a contender? No, I don't believe they're going to be a contender.
Well, as for the Giants, so much, I guess, for that Russell Wilson throwback bounce. That didn't last very long, huh?
Wow. Yeah. You know, and you try to make me apologize too. You feel bad about that?
No, I don't.
You don't feel bad about that. You wanted an apology. Like, oh, did you see Russell Wilson throw it over the top? He had 39 yards at halftime and two picks. He looked like, and for all you Giant fans out there and all you Russell Wilson stands out there, isn't it time? Can you finally admit that I was right when I said 8-10 weeks ago, I just dump him and move to Jackson Dart right now? You're 0-3. And let's just talk about, I mean, let's just clear the elephant out of the room, Mike. You're at first and goal from your own, what, 4-yard line? He throws it 8 miles out of bounds to make it second and goal. Then I think he lowers his head like a fullback with his eyes closed and runs into a design quarterback draw where he doesn't see anything, gets tackled for about a 2-yard gain.
He thought he was Scataboo.
And then he throws not one on third down, but one on fourth down as well, out of bounds. And this has the you know what that had written all over it to me?
What?
Legacy.
What do you mean?
I don't want to throw another pick.
Ooh.
I don't want to throw it into traffic. I've already got two picks here, and I've got to have great stats by the end of the year because this is about me going to the Hall of Fame. So instead of giving a receiver underneath a chance to catch it, maybe throw it into traffic, somebody to catch it, maybe break a tackle or two, Scataboo, whoever it is, and see if we can get a score out of this. Let me just throw it out of the back of the end zone and preserve.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Serve the fact that instead of throwing three picks or instead of having one batted up in the air or whatever, let me just make sure I don't come away with three picks in this game. Hey, man, tell me I'm wrong. How in the world have you played as much football as Russell Wilson has played? How have you played that much football? And on fourth down, your best option is let me chuck one out of the back of the end zone. To do what? Give the ball to that? What are we doing? At the time, you're sitting at, what was the score? 21-9 or 22-9? What, like, whatever it was, I can't remember. What are you doing?
Right.
How are you giving your players an option? Third down, throw it underneath. Let one of you guys try to make a tackle or break a tackle. Let somebody scramble in there. Let whatever. Fourth down. You cannot just throw it away on fourth down. Do you know what the down and distance is? Do you understand the situation of the game? And my argument would be, yeah, you do understand the situation of the game. And you're more concerned about not throwing another pick than you are about winning a football game. I can't deal with you. I can't have you. You are no longer allowed to play on my team.
So we'll see what happens with the Giants, Jackson Dart. Meanwhile, staying in the NFC East, the Eagles. I know it's cliche, but there's a reason why some cliches are true, you know? And when you talk about heart of a champion or just knowing how to win, I thought that was on full display with the Eagles yesterday. It was a constant uphill grind. The Rams are a good football team and they were playing a heck of a game. And yet the Eagles they just kept coming. They just kept grinding. They just kept playing. And eventually they were able to come back and win. To me, I mean, you want to know why the Eagles are a defending world champion? I'd point to that second half, that fourth quarter as Exhibit A.
Yeah, you have to, you know, and not only that, but getting everybody involved. Goddard down the middle for a touchdown. You've got one-on-one with A.J. Brown. Get it to him. Get him the ball. Then all of a sudden, Devontae Smith gets a, you know, gets like what you were able to do. And then, of course, the block with Davis and the return. Just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. In a game in which you completely got outplayed in, Mike, you found a way to get a victory. And you're right, 100%. That's the mark of a great team. There are going to be times when you line up on Sunday and the other guys are professionals as well. And we always talk about, hey, man, they pay the other guys too and all that stuff. And that's cliche as well. But it's true. And there are those games where you just don't play well as a group, or you get handed, you know, you get it handed to you for a while. And the great teams find a way to be able to overcome those moments and find themselves a win. And that's exactly what the Eagles did. You stay on it. You keep grinding. You don't give up. You start distributing the ball to your playmakers, and those guys start making plays. And that's why the Eagles are world champions. That's why the Eagles are sitting at 3-0 right now. That's why they've won a couple of close games. They won that first close game against Dallas, this one here against the Rams, where they pretty much got outplayed for three solid quarters and still found a way to come back and win a football game.
Now, and I know that maybe people don't want to hear about moral victories or good losses and everything. I know you're a believer that some losses can be good.
Yeah.
I came away really impressed by the Rams. I know they didn't win this game, but Rams are good, man. And I think they're the best team in the NFC East, or excuse me, the NFC West. And I feel very comfortable talking about them as a legitimate NFC championship team.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, as long as, and I said this going in, as long as Matthew Stafford is healthy, mm-hmm. they've got an opportunity. But listen, what they've done, the way they've rebuilt their defense, the way they rebuilt their offensive line, the way they run the football, and then they have Matthew Stafford along with Devontae Adams, along with Puka Nacua, along with the weapons that they have. This is a damn good football team. And, you know, I've said this many times before. In my time with the Broncos, going to Kansas City was the hardest place there was to play. And I think it was the hardest place in the National Football League to play. Just from a crowd noise atmosphere standpoint, it was difficult. And then Marty Schottenheimer, they were a damn good football team, Mike. I mean, they'd punch you in the mouth. They were physical. They had guys like Joe Phillips and Dan Saliamua, and they had, you know, Donnie Edwards. And, I mean, they had defensively, they could flat play. Offensively, they were pretty stacked as well. And I always felt like if you could go into Kansas City, even if you didn't win, but you could play well in Kansas City and bring it right down to the very last drive, like you had a damn good football team if you could go in there and compete well. And you know, even that our first championship run in Denver in 1997, we went out to Kansas City. Gosh, I think we lost a game probably – no, early November, and we lost it on a last-second field goal. And I remember walking out of that stadium or walking back in the locker room after that loss going, we're a damn good football team.
Yeah.
Like, we're a damn good football team. And, you know, I don't ever take pleasure or excitement in a loss. You know, it's not – but it is one of those things where you're like, listen – We're a damn good football team. And I think that's the feeling probably. You're disappointed if you're the Rams, but there's that feeling of, shoot, we went in here with the world champions, and they're big, and they're physical, and they're all that. And we had a, you know, we had a dramatic, what, 2-3 scorer lead on that team going into that fourth quarter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.